Democrats from across the country are headed to Chicago next week for the 2024 Democratic National Convention, where Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz are expected to officially accept the party's nomination for president and vice president. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is attending his third in-person convention. WHYY New Jersey reporter Kenneth Burns caught up with the governor yesterday to discuss his expectations and the impact of the Harris-Walz ticket on the Garden State.
I was in Chicago a couple of weeks ago for the NABJ convention, learning how to be a better reporter. I'm wondering, what does one do during a Democratic convention when there's no like major primetime roles?
I do have the honor to lead the New Jersey delegation. I was on with Chairman Leroy Jones a short while ago. Just really, really excited. There's lots of things we'll do with our delegation, with other delegations, with other organizations. I'll do a bunch of media. I'll be with the Democratic Governors Association a fair bit, an organization that I've chaired twice. So there's going to be a lot of excitement, a lot going on. And most importantly, we will nominate an extraordinary ticket of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
Most would say that New Jersey is a far gone conclusion because it's a blue state and it's going to vote for currently Vice President Harris and Governor Walz now. Do you think that this new ticket will energize the base in the Garden State?
I do, and you're already seeing it. I have no doubt that they will carry New Jersey. I also have no doubt that that doesn't mean that they won't take it seriously, that they won't mail it in. So they'll have an infrastructure in New Jersey, as you would expect. I will be out there, among others, pounding away on their behalf. But they will win New Jersey with a lot of hard work and for good reason, because they share a lot of the values that we care deeply about in the state. And your question's a good one. Will it have down ballot consequence? I think it absolutely will have down ballot consequence. You look at, for instance, I'll just pick one example, the 7th congressional district, where there's a tight race that's been a Democratic seat recently. It's now a Republican seat. I think that that race becomes quite compelling with the strength at the top of the ticket. So the answer is yes.
I probably only have like 2 or 3 minutes left. I want to ask you about Governor Walz from an executive level, because obviously you had dealings with him through the DGA and similar challenges, particularly in Minneapolis this time 4 years ago, where you have a controversial police incident that was ultimately rectified in the court system. And also, I see New Jersey, and particularly the region that I cover, you have urban for sure, but you also have a good deal of rural. Have you guys shared any type of, I guess for lack of better terms, trading secrets as far as how to manage a diverse state?
First of all, I love the guy. We know him. Tammy and I know him and Gwen exceedingly well. He succeeded me as chair of the Democratic Governors Association. It's no secret these days that we're both huge Bruce Springsteen fans, among other things. But I think importantly, Tim's agenda in Minnesota and the agenda that we've prosecuted in New Jersey have an enormous amount of similarity. And several things that I like about this guy in particular. First of all, teacher, coach, military service for multiple decades, former congressman in what is, without any doubt, a red district. And as an executive, he's not only prosecuted a great progressive agenda as we have in New Jersey, but similarly, he's been able to keep his foot firmly planted in sort of disparate camps, the progressive camp on the one hand, but yet the business community on the other hand. He's got the lowest unemployment rate in America. The urban communities, even in the face of enormous turmoil and tragedy with George Floyd and all that came before and after, but also, to your point, a guy who's played really well in suburbs and in the rural communities.
One final question, and I cannot let you get away without asking, which song do you have in common with Governor Walz as Springsteen fans?
Oh, I'm not sure I can say with conviction on Tim's side, but the song that I will that will go down with my ship will be Thunder Road. And that to me is one of the great rock anthems of all time. And I say anthem in this case, not in one of those banger anthems, but sort of a story, by the way, about Freehold, New Jersey. And I'm virtually certain if Tim were on this call, he would second that motion. Take home.
Governor, thanks for making time for me.
My pleasure, Ken. Good to talk to you.
Great interview there, Kenneth Burns.